Hello and welcome to Trivial Warfare. My name is Jonathan Oakes. I'm here again with my friend and co-host, Chris Hollister. Chris, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Jonathan?
I am ready to kick your rear end.
Yeah, please. What rear end?
Well played. All right, so the game is Trivial Warfare. And so here's how it works. It is a game of 10 questions. We will alternate trivia questions, all kinds of different categories. And each question is worth 10 points, unless there's bonuses or anything that we want to do. Just try and follow along. We'll give you score updates as we go. Then we're going to get to a final question where we can wager any or all of the points that we've earned. And so, you know, you'll end up with like 70 points and bet it all and then lose to Jonathan again like most times. So, does that make sense?
Except for the losing to Jonathan like most times.
Right. Okay, so all times. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Here we go.
He has a very short-term memory when it comes to his defeats, which are many.
I don't know about many, but okay. So, anyway.
Many.
Would you like to get started?
Yes, I'd be more than happy to start it off.
All right, I'm going to ask you the first question, my friend.
Sounds like a plan. Let's go.
Okay, before we start, I do want to give credit to the folks who wrote these questions. So, I'd like to say that all of my questions were pulled directly from the book Pub Quiz, published by Arcturus Publishing Limited. Highly recommended the book. I mentioned this last episode. I'm pulling questions. I'll probably pull questions out of this for at least a few more episodes. They're really well written. Some of them are easy. Some of them are hard. But it's a good book. So I recommend that you pick it up.
Yeah. And just like Jonathan, I'm pulling mine out of the Mental Floss Trivia book. And that is out of Puzzle Right Press out of New York. And again, it's one of those books that you can find at your local bookstore. A lot of fun to read. And also, if you haven't gone to the Mental Floss website, that's a great place to look for fun facts and just fun things in general.
Perfect. Okay, here's question number one. Here's our category. Disney. All right, so what are the names of Donald Duck's mischievous nephews?
Nice. I love this because DuckTales...
Woo!
Was a personal favorite of mine.
Ah, oh, boo.
Why?
Because it means you're going to get the answer right.
Huey, Dewey, Louie.
All right, that was kind of easy.
Look, there was no kind of about it. That was easy.
I got an extra credit question for you.
All right, let's go.
All right, worth 5 points.
Scrooge McDuck.
No.
Okay.
I could not pass up the opportunity to ask this follow-up. What is Donald Duck's middle name?
Wow, actually, I really don't know because I did not know he had a middle name.
Are you just going to let that 5 point sit there and pass you by?
I'm going to say Machiavellian.
Not just Machiavelli, Machiavellian.
Yes, exactly.
The adjective.
Right. Yes.
Okay, it is Fauntleroy. In 1942, Donald starred in a cartoon called Donald Gets Drafted, and it was the name on the application. They've had it in a couple of other cartoons. It's a tip of the cap, apparently, to the type of hat he wears, which is associated with Little Lord Fauntleroy suits.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I actually knew that part, but interesting.
Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
Okay. So, presidents is your first question.
I like presidents.
Well,
I like some presidents.
Fair enough. What president signed the Voting Rights Act, considered by many to be the end of the civil rights movement?
Oh, boy. Okay. The civil rights movement, I associate with Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and a lot of those guys in the late 50s, early 60s. So I thought when you said voting rights, you were going to be talking about women with the 19th Amendment, or black men got the right to vote in the 14th Amendment. But this is way later than that. This is going to be mid to late 60s, and I'm going to guess, because I'm not sure, but I'm going to say Lyndon Johnson.
That is correct, sir. Well done. And actually, his middle name was B. Do you know what the B stood for?
Do I get 5 extra credit points
if
I know?
Of course not, because you're smiling and you're asking that question, all so right. You know what it is.
Lyndon
it is.
Baines Johnson.
That is correct. Well done.
Whoever named your kid, by the way, Baines, come on.
Well,
come on now.
Okay, look at Harry S. Truman.
I can't, he's dead.
Ba-dum-bum. But if you're wondering, his middle name was S.
Yes. It's not spelled ESS either.
No.
Just S. All right. So you got 10 points.
Yep. 10 to 10.
All right.
Going into round two.
Question two for you. Your favorite category.
Comic books?
Alcohol.
Oh, crud.
What is the local popular name for a German beer mug?
Now you realize I've never drank a drop of alcohol in my life, right?
Said it was your favorite category.
Yeah, well, I believe it is a Stein.
That is correct. Now, before we move on, I just want to
get the cold cuts.
I just want to appreciate the Germans for the word Stein. Can you imagine Frankenstein without the word Stein?
Frankenbeer.
Frankenmug. John Mugbeck. See? Stein is important. I'm glad we have it.
Send all emails to Jonathan Oakes at trivialwarfare.com.
Even though not a real address, by the way.
That's factually correct. Geography is your second round question.
Okay.
Which four-sided geometric shape can have just two parallel sides?
Just two parallel sides.
That is correct.
Four-sided.
Which four-sided geometric shape can have just two parallel sides?
Okay. It's not a square. It's not a rectangle. It's not a parallelogram. That leaves me in the territory of shapes that I don't really know very well. It's one of those awkward ones. I'm going to take a guess and say that it's a rhombus.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
The answer is trapezoid.
Trapezoid, really?
Trapezoid.
Okay. That's cool. I did not know that one.
Okay.
Trapezoid.
Again, really thought you had that one, but hey.
Geometry, believe it or not my strong suit, along with all other maths. I was told there would be no math.
Well played. Very well played.
All right, so just a quick score check here. Chris is winning 20-10. Chris, your third question.
Yes, sir.
It's about economics.
Great, my other favorite category.
Well, hey, you got the last one right. What two-word French phrase has come into use in the English to describe a policy of non-interference?
I believe it is laissez-faire.
Correct, sir. I'm not sure laissez-faire, but either way, you got it right. Well done.
Get the cold cuts.
Are we doing cold cuts today? Is that our dance?
No, I just saw the commercial for it. It just cracks me up. That Icky Woods.
I remember when I learned that. It was like ninth grade. We were learning about Adam Smith, Wealth of Nations, and for some reason, laissez-faire stuck in my head. So thanks, Mr. Blackman. Appreciate you.
Okay. Your category, sir, is God gave rock and roll to you.
Yes, he did.
What rock band's 1993 Versus album was unique for the time in that no related singles or videos were released in the U.S.?
Really? I didn't know that. Don't call me daughter, not faithful. Pearl Jam.
And you pick on me about singing. Correct.
I don't pick on you. I love when you sing. It's terrible.
But I'm bum.
Oh, yeah, it's Pearl Jam. It's that ugly orange cover one, too.
No. It had an animal on the front of it. It was gray.
Okay, there's some kind of orange in there, but I got you. You're right. Yeah, gray with a camel or something.
Yeah, or lion.
I think the inner lining was orange. But it's funny because the next album was Vitalogy, which was pretty terrible, and it had a couple of singles that were released. They should have released some on Versus, which was pretty good, and after that, they got worse.
You
got
to remember that Eddie Vedder really got his panties in a wad over the whole MTV thing, and just really...
What happened? I don't remember that.
Well, biggest thing was that he didn't like making videos in the first place. He thought it was stupid that they had to basically make advertisements out of their songs.
Even though we all had Jeremy played like 8,000 million times
absolutely.
Every afternoon?
But it wasn't until Evolution, their song Evolution came out like many, many years later that they actually had their first video come out since Jeremy.
Wow, so, I had no idea.
Yeah.
How about
Can't remember what album that was, but it was the same one that had... Fly on it. And
was it Yield?
Or Learn to Fly. Yeah, that's it.
Good job. Learn to Fly was Foo Fighters.
Okay, well, Fly then.
Okay. Yeah. Score check, it is 30-30. Chris is getting his fourth question.
You're 30-20.
Category 4. In Greek mythology, what was the collective name for the giant children of Uranus and Gaia?
Uranus. Just say it. I think it's Uranus, by the way. Which is even funnier if you say it that way.
It depends on whether you're mature or not. Oh,
whatever, man.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Which finger do you want me to put up?
The pinky.
Anyway, I believe the answer is Titan.
You are correct.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Now, check it out. So the most well-known, Cronus, actually ended up destroying his father. He destroyed his father, by the way, by castrating him. That was enough to kill the dude.
Well, it would kill me.
No, I'm just saying that seems excessive. Oceanus was water titan. Hyperion was the titan of light. Now check this out. Atlas. Atlas was a titan. The reason Atlas carries the world on his shoulder,
yes,
is because he was the one who led the titans into battle against the Olympians, because Cronus had been was getting too old, and Atlas volunteered for him.
No kidding.
So he was punished for leading them into battle by being forced to carry the world on his shoulders.
Oh, wow.
Sucker. That's all I'm saying. Just sucker. Question four for me. Go for it.
Question four for you is a television question.
Okay.
Mike Judge is best known for creating what two popular TV shows?
Oh, I thought you were going to say what two guys. Okay, so the first one is Beavis and Butthead. I remember not being allowed to watch that when I was a kid.
Beavis and Butthead?
What in the Sam Hill's going on around here?
That boy ain't right.
And there you go. There's the voice for number two, which is Hank Hill for King of the Hill.
That's correct.
There we go, Mike Judge.
Points. Nice job.
So a score check puts you at 40 and me at 30.
That's correct.
We're dominating right now.
All right. We're doing something right now.
All
right.
Question five for you. Music. Who wove an album called Tapestry in 1971?
I like that question, actually, because I also know the answer to it as well. That's Carole King.
You are correct, sir. Now, interestingly, this was one of the best-selling albums of all time. Did you know that?
I did not know
25
that.
25 million copies. It's ranked number 36 on Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time back in 2003.
Did you know that they actually have a musical called Beautiful that is about Carole King that's out on Broadway right now?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I actually saw her perform on the Tonys last year. So interesting. Yeah,
very neat.
We're going into U.S. history.
U.S. history.
All right. In 1800, the Electoral College vote was split evenly between Thomas Jefferson and what Republican opponent that became his vice president?
Between Thomas Jefferson and the person who became his vice president. And, you know, my instinct, I'm not really 100% sure, my instinct is, okay, well, the next guy was probably his vice president, so it would be Madison. But I don't feel like, I feel like Madison was Secretary of State or something. I don't think he was the vice president for Jefferson. I think the answer is Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr. For those who are scoring at home, that is not 1 week, but 2 weeks that Aaron Burr made an appearance. That is absolutely correct, Jonathan.
You know what's crazy? Aaron Burr, that's what's crazy. He ended up trying to secede later on. He went down, I think, to Texas. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't looked any of this up. But he went down and tried to create his own nation. He was crazy.
He was cuckoo, if I remember correctly.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. All right, Mr. Hollister, your sixth question. The category is... I didn't write down a category.
It is the no-name category.
It is the blank category. It looks like a history question.
History.
What was the first permanent English settlement in America?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Thank you. I did not write it myself. Good Fair job, enough. Arcturus Publishing.
High five. Jamestown.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, sir.
There's much rejoicing. Yeah.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. It's in Virginia.
Did you disappear?
I did not.
Excellent.
Neither did Jamestown, by the way. That was right. Roanoke.
Yeah.
So, Jamestown, I was a kid, right? I can just remember going over covered walkways with like banners and flags hanging. That's all I remember from when I was 11 years old, but I have been there. It ended up becoming the capital of the colony of Virginia from,
right.
From 1616 to the 1690 sometime.
All right.
So there you go.
Excellent. So money. Here comes the money. Are you ready for your money question, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Your money question is this. Which female appears on the 1999 U.S. dollar coin?
1999 U.S. dollar coin. It's not Susan B. Anthony. I think it's a gold one. Is it Sacagawea?
Susan B. Anthony.
Is it really?
Yes. She had coins minted with her picture on it from 79 to 81 and then again in 99.
When did the one with, it was either Sacagawea or Pocahontas, it was a gold
No, it was Sacagawea.
When did that come out?
I think that was like a few years later, to be honest with you.
Darn. All right, missed that one. Okay. Question 7 for you, my friend. It's a sports question.
Sports.
That wasn't very enthusiastic.
Sports. Sports. Sorry, it just kind of went out wrong.
Sports.
He's also going through puberty, folks.
He is you.
Oh.
Stupid. What American baseball star was nicknamed the Iron Horse?
Again, actually, and I love this question because one of the things you know about me is I love baseball history. And not necessarily baseball the sport, but baseball history. And he was also the very first player to have his number retired on any team, number 4.
Oh.
Yes, which is one of my favorite trivia questions. And the answer is Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig is correct.
Yes.
Lou Gehrig is one of my favorite older players. I think Lou Gehrig and Stan Musial are probably my two favorite older players from before my time.
Absolutely.
Just because I feel like they're underappreciated somewhat, especially Gehrig sitting in Ruth's shadow. He was such an amazing player. Just fantastic. One of my favorites. Good job, though.
All right.
Look at you with your baseball knowledge. Yeah. By the way, no pressure, but you haven't missed one yet.
Am I pitching?
You have seven questions and 7 answers. All right.
All right. How would you feel about a U.S. states question?
I would feel very good about a U.S. states question.
In what U.S. state would you find Pike's Peak?
Don't feel quite so good about my U.S. states question anymore. Okay. Pike's Peak. I believe that Pike's Peak is in the Rocky Mountains, so I can eliminate everything east of the Mason-Dixon line. No, Mason-Dixon's east-west. I can eliminate everything east of the Mississippi. Mount Rainier is in Washington, so it won't be there. I'm going through a process of narrowing it down, and I believe it's either going to be Alaska or Colorado, and I'm going to go with Colorado.
Correct.
Hey.
That was clutch, dude.
Thank you, clutch. Sir. That's challenging. All right, your question, question 8, the category is the Bible.
Ooh, I like Bible questions.
This was, I liked this question so much I had to ask it. Which book of the Old Testament describes the history of the Israelites from the death of Joshua to shortly before the reign of Saul?
Leviticus.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh.
Leviticus is still in it's still in the Pentateuch, right? That's still in Moses' time, it's just going back and revealing the law.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the historical books. It's Judges.
Joshua
dies at the end of Joshua, and that takes you on to 1 Kings.
Yeah.
Look at that. I got you with a Bible question. And you know what? That is proof that when you talk about a no-hitter as it's being pitched, it will jinx it.
Sad but true. Very sad but true.
All right, so this is my chance to catch up and tie the game.
Indeed.
You have 70 points.
This is actually very doable for you.
I have 60 points. All right, so going for the tie.
Going to question,
Question 8.
Now I'm regretting having this question ready for you, as a matter of fact. A group of lions is called a...
Well, you know, when you know the answer, you do start to feel prideful. And I remember in The Lion King that they would all hang out around Pride Rock. So I think it's a pride of lions.
This is me groaning. Correct. I get accused from time to time of asking too hard of questions, and then that's the time that I'm going to get accused of asking too easy of a question.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm accusing you of having a tie game right now.
You're dancing to the cold cut song now.
It's 70-70, going into the 9th question for you. The category is classic TV and music.
Ooh, okay.
Both classic TV and classic music.
All right, I'm intrigued. Continue.
What piece of classical music was used as the theme tune for TV's The Lone Ranger?
That would be the William Tell Overture.
You're correct. I wasn't sure if you were going to know that. Good job. Well done. Good job. Well done.
Thank you. Anyway. All right.
Jinx, you owe me another Coke. That's 2 Cokes!
It's really not fair because I don't drink Cokes anymore.
Anyway. Sucker!
Okay. The planet Earth is your next question.
I know a little bit about the planet Earth.
You live on it.
All my whole life.
The structure of the Earth is comprised of several layers.
Yes.
What is the top layer called?
It's kind of like the top layer of a loaf of bread. It's the crust.
Correct.
Now, what's the next? What's the one underneath that? Do you know? Out of curiosity.
It's like it's there, but it's not there. You know.
It's the mantle.
Mantle.
That's where all the magma, all the liquid hot liquid magma. That's where all of that floats around. Question 10 for you, my friend.
Okay, go for it.
The category is tunnels and bridges.
Great.
Yeah, let's do it. You know you're excited about that one.
Whoop, whoop.
In which Italian city will you find the famous Bridge of Sighs?
The only problem is I'm thinking of all French cities right now, and you said Italian.
I did say Italian, so you definitely want to give me a city that's in Italy.
Vatican City. Crap. No. That's a trick answer, by the way.
That would be a I've heard of a trick question before. Never heard of a trick answer.
I'm going to say Jonathan.
Jonathan is the wrong answer.
Comma. Florence, Italy.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
All right.
If I was just to say, name a place with a lot of bridges, what would you say?
Venice.
Dang, that's right. Venice has the Bridge of Sighs.
Yeah, I made that way harder than it actually was. Shocker. Okay, Jonathan, your very, very last question.
It's not the very, very last question.
Your round 10 question.
Ah, fight.
Is this. This is actually music and history.
I like music and I like history, so I should be good at this.
Which song was adopted as the national anthem of the Confederate States of America by its Congress in 1861?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's see if I can... So I don't know it off the top of my head. Let me see if I can figure it out. I have two choices. Nope. Never mind. So I had two choices rolling around in my head. I had America the Beautiful, or like America, America, God shed his grace on thee. And then I was like, no. And then I thought, oh, Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm like, wait, no, that has the word Yankee in it. I think it's going to be, I don't know the full name of the song, though. If I sing a bar of it and don't know the exact name of it, can I get credit?
Sure.
In Dixieland, that's where I stand, away down south in Dixie.
Actually, look away. You're going to kick yourself.
Look away. Is it called Dixie?
No, Dixieland? The song is called Dixie.
There you go.
And actually, what most people think, that is the actual answer. However, that's incorrect.
Oh.
The song is called Bonnie Blue Flag.
Oh, I sang for nothing?
Okay, you all can send your emails to me for that one.
Look away down south in Dixie. Bonnie Blue Flag? What does that sound like?
I honestly do not know.
I'm going to have words with Jefferson Davis, right? We have some talking to do. He has some splaining to do. Going into the final round, it's not a tie.
No.
You're winning 80-70.
All right.
So we have a good score here going.
Not too shabby.
What category are you going to ask me a question from?
I am asking you a question about presidential children.
Okay, presidential children.
Yes.
I'll be honest, I wish I had a lead. Because I'm not too good at that. I'm going to ask you a question about sports nicknames.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and write down our wagers.
All right.
I've got mine written down.
Okay, I got mine written down.
Okay, so who's asking first?
I am asking you first, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Mr. Oakes. As of December 2013, there were 26 presidential children that are still living.
Okay.
Can you name five of them?
Okay. Five existing presidential children.
That's correct. Well, not the question being correct, but yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start with Sasha and Malia.
Okay. That's two.
That's two. And then Jenna Bush and... She has a twin sister, and I can't think of her twin sister's name, so I'm going to jump on a Chelsea Clinton, and I need one more. Why can't I think of the other Bush girl's name? I don't remember any of the Reagan's kids. Oh, George W. Bush.
Well done.
And Jeb Bush.
That's correct. I was wondering if that was going to make you stumble or not.
That's kind of tricky.
Yes. But very doable, though.
Hey, I got it right.
That's correct.
Woo!
Actually, they named her after her grandmother, Barbara.
Barbara.
Yes.
But Jenna was right.
Yep. Jenna's awesome. Right. Barbara, Chelsea Clinton, Amy Carter, Dorothy Bush Koch, Ron Reagan, who was a comedian, actually, and Carolyn Kennedy, still around, Susan Ford, Marvin P. Bush, which I just want to say his name like about 18 times because it's just funny. Hello, Marvin. Stephen Ford, Neil Bush, Jeb Bush, Patty Davis, who is one of Reagan's kids.
Patty Davis.
Jeff Carter, John Gardner Ford.
Oh, God, you're going to list all 26 of these people?
No. But anyway, and there's still a few Johnsons around.
Yeah, there are.
Nixon has a child still alive and such. So, anyway, but well done. What was your point? What was your wager?
I wagered 15.
Wagered 15. Okay.
So I'm winning 85-80.
All right.
And this is going to come down to your knowledge of sports nicknames.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to be fair. I'm going to ask for one nickname from each major American sport.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm going to give you the nickname. You have to give me the athlete's full name.
Okay, so it's athlete. It's not the team. That's right. Okay.
So I'm giving you the nickname. You give me first and last name.
I will do my best.
All right. And I'll tell you what sport. From Major League Baseball, because I could just say the Rocket and make you give me all of the Rockets from every sport.
Right.
From Major League Baseball, Charlie Hustle.
That was Pete Rose.
Pete Rose is correct.
I almost said Charlie Rose.
I was about to say, but don't.
That's a newscaster.
Don't rush. Don't.
That's a newscaster.
The NFL, White Shoes.
Couldn't say Night Train, Fred Night Train Lane.
You already asked that question.
It's a great question.
This is doable.
Billy Johnson.
That's correct. Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yeah.
It's tough when they don't have their nickname in their name, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
The NBA.
Fantastic.
Who was the glove?
Oh, that was Sean Payton. No, it's Gary Payton.
Gary Payton. All right, I'm gonna let you slide with that.
Yeah.
My last one.
Yes.
Might be the hardest. I don't know how well you know your hockey.
Okay.
The NHL, the Golden Jet.
Couldn't said the great one. I'm gonna say, even though I think it's incorrect, Bobby Hull.
Well, his kid, Brett Hull.
Right.
Is known as the Golden Brett.
Ah.
Because Bobby Hull is known as the Golden Jet.
Nice.
You got it right.
Very cool.
Well done, sir. Man, you nailed that last one. That was tough.
Only one problem. I bet zero.
Yes. Yes.
Because I was thinking that you probably were going to bet zero also because you were kind of like, what the heck is he going to ask?
Oh, my friend.
Yes.
You shot yourself in the foot.
A little bit.
What did I say at the beginning of this episode? Another win for Jonathan.
Oh, please.
It even rhymes.
And also, if you guys go back to the previous episodes.
There are no previous episodes.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
There you go. All right, sir. That's going to wrap us up here.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us in this little endeavor. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please email us at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Again, that's trivialwarfare@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, fears, hopes, dreams, loves. Anyway.
Oh, yes. If you love us,
yes,
tell us.
Absolutely tell us.
Please.
And also, if you have any questions that you think you want to try to stump us with, please ask. Anyway, until then, my name is Chris.
I might steal them and ask them.
Yes, because he will be the only one that reads the emails. I will not. Anyway, until then, I'm Chris.
And I'm Jonathan. I'm the one who can read.
And remember, it's not just trivia. It's war.
It's war. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Whoop! I'm going to copy and paste that and put it at the back, like after the outro music, and I'm going to play that. That's going to be a secret Easter egg there.
There you go. I like it.